On Wednesday, a British climber was killed and his wife seriously injured when a rock said to be the size of an apartment building fell. Yesterday, another slab of granite, witnesses said, was 10 times bigger than Wednesday's, tumbled off the famous El Capitan rock formation, hitting a car and injuring an elderly man inside. Here's how two witnesses described it to the BBC.
It sounded like thunder. And she looked back and she said, what did you say?
I said there's smoke coming out of the mountain.
Andrea Lankford is a former park ranger at Yosemite and author of the book Ranger Confidential, Living, Working, and Dying in the National Parks. Andrea, two rock slides in Yosemite in 1 week. Do these things happen and we just don't know about it?
Well, it's estimated that Yosemite sees at least 80 rock falls a year. Mm. This is a very dynamic geology in Yosemite Valley. And what makes it beautiful is also what makes it dangerous.
Yeah, and El Capitan, one of the most iconic sites in any national park, and one that attracts climbers. Are you surprised more people weren't killed or injured?
On El Capitan, not so much, because the climbers are scattered all over that rock wall. And for better or worse, that was a rock slide that occurred in a more remote area away from the cabins and hotels.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering if it's reminding you of other times when you were a ranger at Yosemite. You were part of a search and rescue mission after another deadly rock slide at Yosemite Valley's Happy Isles in 1996. And just, you know, a little bit of your thoughts about that. I'm imagining you might have been thinking about that.
Yeah, I was called in to help handle the aftermath of that rock slide. It was a very tragic event. 162,000 tons of rock came off of the 3,000-foot rock wall above Happy Isles, and this caused a hurricane-force wind at 160 miles per hour, which knocked down trees. Interestingly, it was not the rocks that killed the camper. It was trees that fell from that wind blast.
Huh. Well, the National Park Service issued a statement agreeing with you. This is, you know, common. Many go unreported. There have now been 16 fatalities and more than 100 injuries from rock falls, but since park records began in 1857. So this is still a very safe place to be as far as rock slides.
Yeah, these are rare occurrences. It's, you know, like a lightning strike. The Park Service does studies, and they, in 2008 they did a study, and they moved 72 structures out of what they felt was a vulnerable area.
Is there anything that people can do? I mean, is there something you should be aware of? Should a sound you should listen for? Is there anything you can do to protect yourself?
Yeah, these events always break my heart as a National Park Ranger when somebody gets hurt.
Yeah.
But there are things you can do. You know, if you hear strange noises, if you feel a vibration, during transition seasons like fall to winter, that heat stress, those are times to be more alert with the rock slides.
Yeah.
They do say that if you hear rocks falling, get behind the biggest, strongest rock that you can find as the debris falls down, and that might protect you.
Yeah, because what's behind those pebbles might be something much bigger.
Yeah.
Andrea Lankford, former park ranger at Yosemite National Park, author of the book Ranger Confidential, Living, Working, Dying in the National Parks. Andrea, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.